6273 today.
In sports shorts, we have a wrap-up of what happened in the NFL, and did anybody nail the score? Because I know I got a ton of emails on that 15 that I'm counting. Did anyone nail the score? Did anyone nail the score? I'm going to give you the answer at the end of this hour. But speaking of getting nailed, I think the U.S. and the international community is getting nailed by Ahmadinejad. The joke's on all of those players. Because he was at the U.N., of course, talking about what was happening in the future and then taking a few pot shots at the United States, naturally. And as Ahmadinejad was leaving New York, sure enough, guess what? Some missiles were being tested. Are you surprised by this? And yet, in the middle of all of this, with the Iran's missile test creating this new standoff, there is also the fact that there's a new secret site that's been revealed. But it's a question as to where that site actually is, because some of the satellite photos apparently are unclear. Kate Delaney is always happy to be with you here on America Tonight. So we start with Ahmadinejad and the problem that Iran is. The United States, Israel, and of course all the allies condemning the missile tests that happened over the weekend, really. So it's a calling out again, if you will, for Iran. But Iran is refusing to, quote, cave under world pressure. Instead, they continue to do the dangerous provocation dance instead. Pure defiance. Why? Because there have been threats before and none of them had any real teeth, right? So here's what happened. Iran tested short and long range missiles. They did it on Monday. They did it on Sunday, including their longest range missile yet. Experts say that these missiles are definitely capable of hitting Israel and certainly capable as well of hitting U.S. bases in Europe. They were obviously pre-planned, obviously. So while he was in New York, he had to have known, Ahmadinejad that is, that this move was going to be pulled, these war game moves. This comes on the heels of President Obama revealing last week that Iran was building this secret underground nuclear facility in the mountains in an area, more remote area of that country. So you've got France and Great Britain and, you know, the usual players who are saying that there has to be an international inspection and unfettered access to the secret nuclear plant, that that would be the least that they can do. Let us see what's behind the curtain. So is the threat of war likely or unlikely? I would say the threat of war is unlikely because that's the last option, obviously. The last option is that. If Iran retaliates, then there's havoc in the Middle East especially, but it's not completely off the table. This confrontation that continues. I mean, here's what happens. At some point, are we going to have war? Are we going to have the bomb? Can you imagine? In my lifetime, did I ever think we would see nukes going off? There is that danger. Do you think that Ahmadinejad is capable of doing that? Well, Iran is ready to take on the world, according to Ahmadinejad. The missile tests were called a success. So you can't warn about sanctions anymore. You have to pull the lever and make them severe to impact the country and the economy. Now, here's what can happen. If the European nations get on board, they could block exports of cars, machines, chemicals, right? Even the Russian president, Medvedev, said last week that their, you know, sanctions are unproductive but could be inevitable. That would mean blocking weapon sales. 70% of Iran's weaponry comes from Mother Russia. So at this point, and I've said this before in this show, I mean, this is a real threat. He has always posed Ahmadinejad has, and Iran has always posed to me a very serious, serious threat. So how far will they go? How, you know, the Revolutionary Guard wants a nuclear bomb. And if it has it, you got hardliners that would have their hands on this thing. That makes it pretty dangerous, right? You think of China, the country that so far has been the least committed to sanctions, right? If they join up, they could cut gasoline exports. That makes up 40% of Iran's imports. Because, of course, that country is just booming, with ripe with natural gas, but doesn't have modern gas refinement capacity. So here's the thing. So let's say you throw these sanctions down. Will that prevent Iran from provoking the world, and then, you know, will it cause it to abandon the idea of the nuclear bomb? I mean, ultimately, that is the question. Let's go to our first batter up here during this hour on ATN anyway, Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, you know, I was just a few points off on that football game, man. That Brett Favre.
Yeah, but you didn't hit it. You didn't nail it. Sorry.
That was outstanding, though, that game, man. You know. But anyway.
It was.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is that I think today or within the last couple of hours, that the CIA guy, Gates, he said that no matter what we do militarily, really, the only way that we can stop Iran can be stopped is by the Iranian people. That's our CIA guy saying that. You know, he's the same guy who said that the surge in Iraq wouldn't work. You know, the guy's a total spineless loser. And that's just one thing I want to
say. Are you talking about Robert Baer? Is that who you heard talking today?
No, Gates.
Oh, Gates. Gates talking about, I have that actually. He was on ABC and he was talking about Ahmadinejad. He was talking about the Afghanistan war strategies, what you're talking about. He was talking about closing Gitmo and all that stuff. So you think Gates, you say he's brutal. Forget it. Even though he was part of the Bush administration, part of this administration, you're saying he's what,
yes,
lily-livered?
Just a yes, man. But another thing that we have to remember is that we have 150,000 troops right next to Iran. So if anything goes down, the Iranians have a nice, juicy, juicy target right there, you know, and that they probably have people in place right now scoping those bases out. The green zone, I guarantee you the green zone is going to get whacked, you know. And that's something that we are having to put into the mix, you know. And anything that goes down, our troops in Iraq are going to be targeted, see. So we are buying time, just like the Iranians are buying time. We're both trying to use the clock as efficiently as Brett Favre, almost, you know. That has to be taken into account, because you don't even need a missile if you're an Iranian. If you want to bomb the Americans right next door, you just put something in the trunk and you know, have a car bomber just show up there and blow something up. So that's something that you know, everybody has to remember. We got 150,000 troops there, and, you know,
It's in the mix. Absolutely. I agree with you. Tomas was talking about Gates, and he says he doesn't like Gates. He thinks he's weak, spineless. I'm not so sure I think that about Robert Gates. In fact, I think it was a good move for the administration to carry him over from the Bush boys. But now it's time to get tough. If he doesn't get tough, I might jump on the same side as Tomas. We'll let you hear what he had to say next on ATN.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of elements may be endless, the solution is simple. Try liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $954.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $981.95, $490.98 for a half ounce, or $245.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $981.95, $490.98, and $245.49.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Defense have to say on a slew of things that are brewing, from Gitmo to Afghanistan, because everybody's buzzing about Afghanistan. Once General McChrystal's numbers were released a week and a half ago in the Washington Post, you know, the cat was out of the bag. Well, hello, we knew he was going to ask for troops, but how many? Up to 40,000, and still no word from the Obama administration. When is that going to be addressed? You know that the president later this week is going off to lobby for Chicago to get the 2016 Olympics. And I'm thinking, okay, I know he has ties to Chicago. And, yes, the United States of America, of course, it could be a big deal for any city. If you get the Olympics, of course, it pumps a lot of money into the economy. But we have the threat of all kinds of problems that are getting worse with Iran, right? You have what's happening with the wild, crazy debate over health care reform. You have the economy that is fluctuating up and down. When you look at the Dow, you don't know from day to day, have we really hit bottom? But yet I heard more people are losing their jobs, especially the younger set, the people coming out of college. The unemployment rate's like 52%, ridiculous. I mean, like, incredible numbers, unheard of numbers. See, if you really break down the unemployment figures, the underemployed, the sector that can't even find jobs, you get a whole different take on what's happening. So, to me, it's surprising that the president would push I mean, he could lend his support. He could, I think, release a statement or send somebody else to do it. What's Joe Biden doing? Can't Joe Biden go and push for the Olympics to come to Chicago? So anyway, Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense, spoke about this whole deal with the covert site. Because, of course, the U.S. was the one who said, listen, we know, we got these satellite photos. There is a site. There is a facility. So Gates was on George Stephanopoulos' show over the weekend, part of the Sunday Swirl. And here's what he had to say about Iran and the loon trying to yank everyone's chain, basically.
No, not necessarily. But what it does mean is that they had a covert site. They did not declare it. They didn't. If this were a peaceful nuclear program, why didn't they announce this site when they began to construct it? Why didn't they allow IAEA inspectors in from the very beginning? This is part of a pattern of deception and lies on the part of the Iranians from the very beginning with respect to their nuclear program. So it's no wonder that world leaders think that they have ulterior motives, that they have a plan to go forward with nuclear weapons. Otherwise, why would they do all this in such a deceptive manner?
All right, so he's right. They have been deceptive. Why would they not say, hey, no problem, come and see it. This has nothing to do with nukes. And then, of course, launching the missiles as well on the heels of the revelations that they have this facility. So I think Gates there is pretty much saying, I mean, it's obvious what Gates wants to do, I think. But he's not the commander-in-chief. So that's the deal. The commander-in-chief has to say what's going to happen here. Now there's this tough talk about sanctions, but really sanctions that will cripple the economy of Iran, and I think that's the way they have to go. So while Gates was in the clutches of Stephanopoulos over at ABC, of course, they talked about the war strategy as far as Afghanistan is concerned, and he talked about the people really believing, he thought, in their government, even though they don't have a clear winner in the election. It's believed to be Karzai, but that's not a definite deal. And he also talked about if there's a rift between Obama and the military guys over increasing the troops, because we still don't understand what the answer to that question is. But first he talked about the people in Afghanistan and how they feel.
The Afghan people have gone to the polls, and we have the two election commissions, one internal, one international, that could still come to conclusions, even if they throw out some fraudulent ballots or a number of fraudulent ballots, that there was a clear winner. The key is whether the Afghans believe that their government has legitimacy. And everything that I've seen in the intelligence and elsewhere indicates that remains the case. I don't think that's the case at all. I talked had an extensive conversation on the telephone with both General McChrystal and General Petraeus on Wednesday. General McChrystal was very explicit in saying that he thinks this assessment, this review that's going on right now is exactly the right thing to do. He obviously doesn't want it to be open-ended or be a protracted kind of thing. Well, it's not going to take, I think it's a matter of a few weeks. And people should remember that the debate within the Bush administration on the surge lasted 3 months, from October to December 2006. So I think it's important to make sure we're confident that we have the right strategy in place, and then we can make the decision.
All right, so the right strategy has to be in place. Is that only going to take a couple of weeks? You heard the press from Stephanopoulos on, well, geez, how long is this going to take? So the clock is certainly ticking on this one. There's no doubt about it. All right, the other part of this is we've been hearing since Obama was running for the position to be the president of the United States on what was going to happen with Guantanamo, that this was one of his things, that, look, we got to close this. This is wrong in the eyes of the rest of the world. We look like savages. He didn't use the word savage, but we look horrible. We've been stained, and this place needs to go away. Although I don't think that that's going to be on schedule at all. So here was the Secretary of Defense's response to the closing of Gitmo.
When the president-elect met with his new national security team in Chicago on December 7th,
2000
last year, this issue was discussed about closing Guantanamo and executive orders to do that and so on. And the question was, should we set a deadline? Should we pin ourselves down? I actually was one of those who said we should, because I know enough from being around this town that if you don't put a deadline on something, you'll never move the bureaucracy. But I also said, and then if we find we can't get it done by that time, but we have a good plan, then you're in a position to say it's going to take us a little longer, but we are moving in the direction of implementing the policy that the president set. And I think that's the position.
So, of course, there, that's just the end around. I think that's the position that the president set, blah, blah, blah. And he has to say that because he can't go against what Obama is saying. And the bottom line was Obama said it was January. But you have a problem. The problem you have is that the American people don't want the detainees on our shores or the terror suspects, whatever name you want to give them. They don't want, it doesn't matter, Supermax prison, whatever. They don't want them in Leavenworth. They don't want them in Michigan, in that prison site in Michigan. And funny enough, it shows you how much they don't want them there because it's a pretty remote area and it would have created a bunch of jobs, but nobody wants them. They don't want them on American soil. There's enough disdain for that. And then you have the FBI director months ago saying, listen, the radicalization, the possibilities here, I don't think that this is a good idea either. So there's a big problem with Guantanamo. That's not going to be an easy shutdown. And they have more than a hot potato on their hands there, certainly. So that was Gates' take on a couple of things that we've been talking about for a long time, obviously, on America Tonight, but particularly what's disconcerting is what's going on with Iran. As I said before, to re-rack it, Ahmadinejad comes and speaks before the UN, takes a big slap at the U.S., and then in light of what's going on there, of course, it's uncovered that, oh, yeah, by the way, here's this facility that we've uncovered with our satellite photos. Ooh, and then Sunday we're going to take the opportunity to set up some missile tests, and we're going to do it on Monday as well. Here's what has to happen. China has to get on board. Russia has to get on board. The United States would have to facilitate this along with some of the other players in Europe. But in doing this, the severe sanctions, I'm saying, if they level as a group the severe sanctions, that could be a number of things that I mentioned, whether it's the exporting of cars and blocking that, whether it's the situation with oil, with gasoline exports, which would be huge. I told you the big juicy number there. Chemicals, all that sort of stuff. If you really provoke Iran and you prevent Iran from making the money that they're used to making and crippling that country economically, I think that you not only completely force Ahmadinejad's hand, but remember the advisors around him. Were they really going to pursue the nuclear avenues or step away from the table? Are they going to step away and forget this whole idea of the secret nuclear site and the test? It's a big-time international showdown. What do you think should happen? 800-259-5791. That and odds and ends next.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it that your bottom dollar, you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say,
The Obamas like Chicago, certainly. And, hey, I, for one, have enjoyed many fun times in the Windy City. But I might draw the line on this one. I don't know about the rest of you listening to me here on America Tonight. But check this out. President Obama said just, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, that he unfortunately had no time to go and pitch for the Olympics, go to fly to Copenhagen and, you know, say this is why we should have the games in Chicago. We should be awarded the 2016 Olympic Games. But apparently something changed overnight. And so now on Friday, the president will be in Copenhagen, Denmark, to try to seal the deal for the Windy City for the 2016 Olympic Games, as I mentioned. Now, also being considered for the Olympics, Madrid, Rio de Janeiro, Tokyo, they're going to make the decision on Friday. So the pressure apparently is on for the first family to pull out a win for their hometown. What happened here? Okay, here's the problem. Does it lend, by having the president go, is his presence an important deal maker in this whole decision-making process for them? Well, maybe, right? Because he's obviously been a big supporter of bringing the games there and was before he was president. But is it appropriate for the president? No president has done that before, but is it appropriate for the president to go and pitch for these games in the middle of everything that's going on right now? Already, the Obamas have been discussing the games with a lot of different people. They raised it actually at the United Nations summit last week and at the G20. And he and the First Lady and VP Joe Biden have written a bunch of letters and they've done videos. They've been working the phones. Imagine if Obama were working the phones on a few other issues. Maybe, for example, we could get on with it with Social Security and perhaps we could make a firm decision on what the strategy is for Afghanistan. I think it's completely bogus, especially when they said, oh, geez, you know, Obama did all these things behind the scene, but there's just no way he could be there. Of course not. Naturally, he's the leader of the free world. He's got all these things happening. He sends an entourage of people, but he can't be there. So instead, great, he's breezing in and breezing out, but give me a break. Just shows you where this administration's head is at. 800-259-5791. Anybody else out there think it's really strange? Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey. How you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. When you look as good as me, you can always do good. Listen. let me put it this way. It's Chicago politics. What other question? I mean, it just... You think that I know he's not supposed to make an income. The guy's as crooked as day is long. Rahm Rambo, Dick Fish, Emanuel's just as bad. They've all got ties to Chicago. There's a reason. I mean, the Olympics is definitely going to bring money. It's going to cost a lot of money, but it's going to bring a lot of money. But you're absolutely right. Look, we've got guys in Afghanistan that's in harm's way every day. Every day. My wife's ex-husband's getting ready to go to Iraq, and they may switch on him to Afghanistan, or I'm not sure. But either way it goes, they need to concentrate on the war, and to hell with the Olympics right now. We've got other things going on.
I agree. I mean, there's too much going on, frankly, to have the time to breeze off. I don't care if it's for a few minutes or for a couple of hours. How could you possibly, you can make a phone call. But I mean, we live in the era of Skype and satellite images. They can put his image up. I mean, give me a break. No president's done that. Why can't he just be sitting in the White House for 10 minutes and talk over, you know, do one of those web things? Why can't he do that versus flying over there? I mean, it's just, like you said, it's more of the Chicago politics that you just cannot shake off with these guys.
Well, I mean, the First Lady, I think, is a beautiful lady. She's intelligent. I mean, I think she's got more brains than the president does, and he's sending her over there. I think she can do enough talking. I don't think that we need him over there and trying to get it to happen when, like I said, he's got two wars going on. He's got Iran coming up with nuclear arms. I'm sorry, we don't know if they have yet, technically. But he's got so much other stuff going on that actually threatens the security of America. And then he wants to bring people from all over the world to the city, to a city like Chicago, which, by the way, is a beautiful city, and I won't take nothing away from Chicago.
Right.
To me, Chicago, hands down, blows New York City away, L.A. I think Chicago is the most beautiful city in America, and some of the greatest architecture in America.
I agree.
And yet, he wants to, you know, he's putting the most important thing, which is our security and our safety and our military safety, on the back burner to worry about the Olympics. And I think it's foolish. And I think it's a rookie error. I don't know how else to explain it. It's
wrong.
Unsound move to make. You know, when you put your military in harm's way because you're worried about something else, it's not as important. And I guess maybe I'm just too much American, too right wing, and all that, or whatever they want to call it. But I mean, I believe that America's troops are more important. And and like I said, we need to figure out something. I think General McChrystal needs an answer, and he needs that definitely before we go to Copenhagen to make a decision.
I agree wholeheartedly. You are totally right, Stu. Thank you. How do you feel, America? Like Stu, 800-259-5791. He was dead on right. That's, you know, on point. The bottom line is Obama's taking his eye off the bigger problems to focus on. I agree with what he said. I've mentioned that. I've spent a ton of time in Chicago. It is a great city. Great if they could get the Olympics. There are other people to send. Like I said, Joe Biden, like he's at the first lady. She's been working the phone. She's been go. Let her go over there. Other first ladies have done that. So send her over there to make the bid. But it just shows you again, waiting for answers about important things for weeks and weeks and weeks on Afghanistan and everything else in between. And there's time to pitch for the 2016 Chicago Olympics. I mean, I think it's a valid thing to ask. Should our president be pushing for the Olympics? All right, I said this was odds and ends. A couple of other quick things. You can chime in on this too. 800-259-5791, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. A couple of other things. And coming up, we'll let you know, because I now have had a bunch of emails on Nail the Score. We'll let you know what happened in that San Francisco Vikings game, if you don't already know, but we'll let you know more importantly. You might know the score, but did anybody nail the score on our show? We'll tell you about that. But a couple of other odds and ends worth noting. We talked about the swine flu a lot, or as it's now called, the H1N1. So here's the deal. The government says, well, you know, we're going to intensely track the H1N1 shot side effects. Oh, that makes me feel good. Like one of those commercials where you have all those side effects that are listed and go on and on and on. So people are going to worry. What happens if I said this the other week, what happens if someone has a heart attack and dies after they've had this shot? And that's the analogy a lot of people are looking at. So the government has decided we're going to do this unprecedented system to track possibly every side effect from this flu vaccination. The idea is to detect any rare but real problems quickly and explain the inevitable coincidences that are sure to probably set up some or set off some red flags and alarms and everything else. You know, when you vaccinate a lot of people in a small amount of time, of course, there is a chance that anything could happen to somebody anyway. Yes, hello, we know that. But the last mass inoculations, against a different swine flu. Remember in the 70s and 76, to be exact, you had the reports of that paralyzing condition that happened to so many people. So everybody wants to know. The question everybody's asking is, yo, is this safe? Is this safe? I mean, you threw this together, you approved it FDA, and what are you telling us now? You're going to monitor the side effects. Is it safe for us to even do this? All right, Susan is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky, just like Stu. Susan, how are you?
I'm fine. I was calling just because the Obama thing, I listen to you guys every night, and I know there's people on there that are for him, that are against him. Mm-hmm. One of the things that is concerning me is it took us 8 years to get this country in this shape, and people are expecting Obama to get us out of it in 8 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't think that's appropriate
Fair.
For everybody to assume that he can fix everything overnight.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Are you a big Obama supporter?
I support a lot of what he's trying to do. I don't support everything he's trying to do. I mean,
Do you think, I agree with you that you can't think that he's going to solve all the things like the financial stuff, some of that carried it over. Of course, he came up with the stimulus, but carrying over what happened with the three dreaded letters and the stuff that he inherited there, but then it's the handling of it that I don't necessarily agree with. But yes, he couldn't solve everything certainly in 8 months. But when I was talking about Obama and going to pitch for the Olympics, see, that's where I think he's off course, though, Susan. I think he needs to, in this case, he could do whatever he wants satellite-wise, but do we really need our president in Copenhagen pitching for the Olympics? Do you think?
Something going on there that the American public don't know.
You're thinking there's...
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
All right, thanks for the call once again, Susan in Kentucky, as we faded off into break there, talking about Susan saying, listen, you know, Obama's not going to get everything done in 8-9 months, so is he getting squeezed too much? Here's what I'm talking about, and of course I have a whole litany of things that I'm not happy about. Yes, he inherited a lot of things that started back in the Bush administration with the financial collapse, of course, and the fall and all that stuff. But the stimulus, I think, simply fell flat. I think the cash for clunkers, because the money wasn't turned over quick enough. And then ultimately, what did it do? It was a costly program. It was a sexy idea that was voted on that really didn't come through the way it was initially thought of. And maybe it wasn't thought out correctly. We have this whole healthcare debacle, which was started from the White House because it wasn't presented correctly. We have the situation in Afghanistan of, okay, you got to tell us. What's the end game? What's the strategy? Here's what your generals are saying. Now we got to come up with something. Does he have to have time to come up with something? Of course. You don't have to have a quick turnaround, but you can't let it linger. We've been in Afghanistan for over 8 years. So now you have Obama pitching a city that I agree with Stu is one of our best cities in this country. So I'm not arguing about Chicago getting the Olympics in 2016, but should we have our president on a plane pitching the Olympics personally? And the answer is no. There's too bloody much going on here that needs attention. Focus on what's happening in Afghanistan. Meet with the generals. Do a bunch of the other things that need to happen, including meeting with more of the economic people to try to crunch some of the numbers to figure out, oh, yeah, Social Security, we're headed down a rickety path here. What can we do? What can we propose? Medicare, Medicaid, what's happening there? Well, that's part of the whole health care reform thing. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Mark.
Hello. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you? What do you think?
You know what? I think that the right's as guilty as the left was when we used to criticize all the time President Bush spent in Crawford, Texas. I think that with connectivity today, with his, people that are helping him, that he's connected the entire time he's abroad. He's working on these problems. He's not sitting on Air Force One, just playing games. He's working on these pressing issues, just as President Bush was working on the two wars that he had initiated when he was spending those 500-plus days in Crawford. But each side uses it to politicize and demean our president.
All right, so you say, well, hey, we have connectivity, as you say. So, hey, he could be on a plane somewhere and still do the things that he needs to do. So what if he goes over to Copenhagen and pitches for his city, the city that he came from, to get an Olympic bid? All right, I respect
and
that opinion, Mark.
I take a lot of pride when the Olympics were in Los Angeles or Atlanta.
Right. Well, I understand. Hey, I mean, I hope Chicago gets it. I mean, I respectfully disagree with your opinion, but I get what you're saying. Mark says, hey, thanks for the call. Mark and Susan say that, it's unfair to Obama. So is it unfair to Obama? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Don is listening to us in Ohio. Hey, Don.
Hello.
Hello. What do you say, Don?
This is Dan.
Sorry, Dan.
No, I was a patriot. You kind of threw me for a loop there. Well, real quick, just kind of give you a little bit of background. I did three tours of Vietnam with Special Forces. And I was associated with what we called back then days, the college boys, the spooks, the CIA. And I have friends in Langley still. And basically, what this other gentleman just said over in Missouri about... Bush initiated the two wars. No, number one, it was the people that were trained in Afghanistan, Osama bin Laden's people, that initiated the first war, which is Afghanistan because of 9/11. Two is something that very, very few people in the United States know about. The reason why we actually went to Iraq was what President Bush said. I'm not a Bush backer, I'll tell you that right now. But the first thing that he did stipulate was that we are going to Iraq to bring the war to them and keep it off our soil. And what it was like throwing out a big, can of honey to draw the flies, which we did. It also proved to us and our intelligence where all of al-Qaeda was being formed at, where they were being trained at, in South Yemen, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and other countries, whatever. So we drew the war into Iraq, and we killed two birds with one stone by taking out Saddam Hussein. The other thing about doing Chicago and the Olympics, I agree wholeheartedly. He has no right to be on a plane. He is not a PR man. He is the president and the commander-in-chief of the United States. The man has no right to waste our money. For number one, maybe we got representatives right now from Chicago saying that they don't want it. They don't need it there. They're already in a bad financial crisis right now. It needs to go to another city because a lot of people have a misconception that the Olympics actually draws billions of dollars to a city. No, it doesn't. A lot of times these cities even put more of a financial burden on themselves because of the Olympics, because they don't have the means and whatever to take care of it properly. The man does not need to be over in Copenhagen. I don't even believe his wife does. And sure as heck, Oprah Winfrey doesn't. There's more things that are very pertinent. And,
right.
And I think the number one thing... The thing that a lot of people haven't realized, and it just astounds me that people keep thinking that it's this, that it's that, that it's this, that it's that about him. Number one, Obama is a narcissist, such as other leaders that have destroyed their countries. Number two is, the man is a puppet. That's all there is to it. And it's so easy to put the puzzle together. When you look at what he's been doing about being apologetic for this country, trying to appease the other countries, giving away Israel. I mean, right now Israel is, we don't know what they're going to do. The Soviets are already sending over batteries of S-300s to take out any kind of warplanes, including Americans. He's turned his back on Poland and Czechoslovakia that were allies of ours. Since the wall came down during the Reagan years, these people depended on us, and we depended on them as allies. And
You're talking about the you're talking about the missile shields. You're talking about that, the defense system.
Well, the missile shield that he was going to set up in Poland and Czechoslovakia. No. The SR-300 is a Soviet battery missile defense system that is being implemented right now into Iran. And Putin has already said, him and the president of the Soviet Union, that with Poland and Czechoslovakia and him backing out of it, that gives them the right to go back in there and take over them two countries.
Of course. We talked about this on the show. You're right. They've left them flying blind and just screwed them over again, basically.
Well, when you look at every little detail that he's doing with the health care, I mean, it's already changed name 3 or 4 times. I mean, myself personally, Joe Wilson was right when he said you lie. Because they've already admitted just over the weekend that there is going to be for illegal immigrants, and which it already is anyway, because anybody, which I don't blame them, going to an emergency room, you will be treated. But now to go ahead and he's going to eventually legalize and give amnesty to all the illegal immigrants, and which a lot of them, some of them were, some of them were gangbangers, some of them were with MS-13 and yada yada, and it goes on and on, mafia and what all. A lot of them don't work. They've already destroyed California, the illegal immigrants there. That's a fact. That's not guessing or nothing. That is a fact. I mean, they've shut down hundreds of hospitals throughout the Southwest.
Of course. Yeah, we've talked about it.
Right. So, I mean, but if you put all the pieces together, I mean, every little thing, even people keep saying stimulus, stimulus, stimulus. Where's the money going to? Where's the check and balances? Who's accountable for it?
Nobody.
Exactly. I mean, look at the Federal Reserve. I mean, when you put everything together, this man hates this country. This man is helping to destroy the country. And he's a puppet. If not, because puppets do not need teleprompters. He needs a teleprompter everywhere he goes. If you ask him a question, he starts stuttering and fumbling and stepping on his own tongue.
You're right. Dan, you made some great points. Call the show again. We appreciate it. Of course, Dan went off into a couple of different directions about things that we have hashed and rehashed on this show a lot of the same familiar themes, and he all to make his point, of course, about he does not need to be on the plane. Why does he have to be on the plane and going to Copenhagen, which ultimately that's where all roads lead this Friday, and I completely agree. He shouldn't be on the plane. I think he made an even better point than me. Is he the president or is he a PR man?
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.